بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
What precedes is the translation of the tape entitled Tashabbuh, The Prohibition of Imitating the Kuffar, tape number 2,
for the Imam of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, the Muhaddith of the Muslimin, Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, rahimahullah rahmatun wasi'ah.
This translation was prepared for you by At-Tasfiyah wa Tarbiyah Publications, twtpubs.com, translated by Abu Hamza.
من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار.
الشيخ رحمه الله رحمة واسعة began by reciting خطبة الحاجة in which he said, All praise is due to Allah alone. We praise Him. Seek His aid and seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Him from the evil of our inner selves and the evil of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. And whomsoever Allah misguides, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in the state of Islam. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person. And from Him He created His wife, and from them both He created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and do not cut off the relations of the wombs. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear Him, and speak always the truth. He will divert you to do righteous good deeds, and will forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a great achievement. And it proceeds, and the best speech is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are newly invented ones. And every newly invented affair is a misguidance. And every misguidance is in the hellfire.
ولم يكن بودي في هذه الليلة أن أتكلم بشيء لأننا رغبنا أن نسمعكم صوتا جديدا من أخ لنا قديم من إخواننا السلفيين الذين استجابوا لله والرسول حين دعاه إخوانه إلى اتباع الكتاب والسنة وعلى منهج السلف الصالح. أردنا أن نعطيه هذا الوقت ليتكلم بما يبدو له مما ينفع الناس جميعا والسلفيين بخاصة. وكنت رأيت أنه إن بقي عندنا شيء من الوقت المعتاد أن نجيب عن الأسئلة التي يوجهها إخواننا عادة، ولكن بدالي وأنا داخل إلى هذا المكان.
The Shaykh rahimahullah continued on to say, I had not planned to speak to you. Rather, the plan was that we would have a brother of ours visiting us, a brother that is with us in the da'wah salafiyya from old. When his brothers called him to submit to the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger, he submitted and came to it. And we had planned that he should speak and give us a word that will benefit the Muslimin in general, and the Salafiyin in specific. But as I was entering, another thought came upon me.
أن أتكلم بكلمة على الرغم من ذلك، ذلك لأنه جاءت أيضا مناسبة، وهي أن أخا لنا في الغيب لا نعرفه من قبل زارنا قبل أيام ثم زارنا في هذه الليلة.
But I have decided to speak on a topic because this is an opportunity that I find. And it is concerning a brother of ours that we had not known him from before. Rather, he was a brother from the brothers we did not see. And he came and visited us before a few days ago. And once again he came back and visited us this night.
ولاحظ في مجلسنا شيئا من الحرية من إخواننا معي باعتباري شيخا لهم عند هذا الزائر الكريم، فحدثته بأننا نحن لسنا كما تعلم مع إخواننا من المشايخ مع مريديهم وتلامذتهم.
And that is that this brother had visited us and sat in some of our sittings, and he saw the interaction between me and our brothers. Now he looked at me as their sheikh and they the students, and he saw this interaction between us and he criticized it. So I explained to him that as for us, you won't find us like the sheikh with his murids, that is his followers. Rather,
وأردت أن ألفت نظره بأننا سندخل الآن إلى المجلس فقد ترى شيئا أيضا لا يعجبك. قال ماذا؟ قلت سترى أني دخلت ولا أحد يتحرك إطلاقا.
So the Sheikh explained to him, because he was walking with the Sheikh, and this is when he brought this criticism to him, that I find your students' interaction with you not similar of those with the Sheikhs, the other Shuyukh, with their students. And the Sheikh explained to him, well, you will not find us like the followers of those Shuyukh. In fact, we're about to enter into this sitting, and you're going to see something else you might not like. And he said, well, what is it? He said, wait and you will see. And so when I entered into the sitting, nobody moved, period.
فأشعر كما هو بالطبع متعلم وعاش على ذلك مدة من الزمن، أشعر لهم أن لا يقوموا ولهم أن يقوموا.
And that is that nobody got up to give the Shaykh salam, as is the tradition in some of those sittings that this person was speaking about. But his answer to the Shaykh was as he is used to. That is, this person is used to giving such answers as this. And he said, it's up to them. If they want to get up, then they may get up. And if they don't want to get up, then they don't have to.
وَبِاعْتِبَارِهِ زَائِرًا وَقَدْ لَا تُتَاحْ لِيَ هَذِهِ الْفُرْصَةِ أَنْ أَتَكَلَّمَ مَعُهُ بِهَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ فِي جَلْسَةٍ خَاصَّةٍ مِنْ جِهَةٍ فخشيت أن تفوتني هذه الفرصة وأن يفوتني هذا الصيد المثمر المبهم لهذا من جهة.
So I decided to speak because I know he is soon leaving and there might not be an opportunity for me and him to sit down in a private sitting and I explained this issue to him. Rather, I wanted to take this opportunity and I feared that it might pass me by. So I would like to take this opportunity and explain this issue to him. This is from one aspect. And the other aspect is...
أنه يحضر جلستنا هذه كثير من الإخوان الطيبين والذين يتفقهوا بثقافة يظنونها أنها من الإسلام وهي ليست من الإسلام في شيء.
And from the other aspect is that I know this sitting of ours, there are many brothers, good brothers that sit with us that think they might have some Islamic knowledge and background, but in reality it is not from Islam in anything. And this is something I would like to clarify as well.
إنما هي تقاليد تسربت إلينا منذ القديم من تقاليد فارس والروم.
Rather, it is certain traditions and cultural baggage that has leaked into our society from other people, and those people are the people of Fars and Rum, Persia, and the Romans.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَهُ الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمٌ مِنْ حَدِيثِ جَابِرٍ عَنْ اللَّهِ الْأَنْصَارِ.
And I will begin with the hadith that is authentic, collected in Sahih Muslim. Narrated from the side of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu.
Radiyallahu anhu anna an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salla dhata yawmin salata adh-dhuhri bihim jalisan fa salla ashabuhu khalfahu qiyaman fa ashara ilayhim wa huwa fi salatihi an yajlisu fa jalasu. وحينما فرغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الصلاة قال لهم إن كدتم لتفعلن آنفا فعل فارس بعظمائها يقومون على رؤوس ملوكهم إنما جعل الإمام ليجتم به فإذا كبر فكبروا وإذا ركع فاركعوا وإذا سجد فاسجدوا وإذا صلى قائما فصلوا قياما وإذا صلى جالسا فصلوا جلوسا أجمعين.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had prayed Salat al-Dhuhr with his companions one day, and he led them in Salah sitting. And they were standing while he was sitting, so he signaled to them that sit. While in his Salah, he signaled to them, sit. And after Salah had finished, he turned to them and explained that you had almost done the action of the Persians. They stand while their great ones sit. Their leaders sit and they stay standing over them. When their kings sit, they stand over them. He said, rather the Imam is appointed to be followed. So if he makes takbir, then make takbir. And if he raises, then raise. And if he makes sujood, then make sujood. And if he prays standing, then pray standing. And if he prays sitting, then pray sitting, all of you.
الشاهد من هذا الحديث هو أن من عادة الأمم أن يأخذ بعضها عن بعض وأن يقلد بعضها بعضا، وإنما يأخذ الضعيف من القوي، وإنما يقلد الضعيف القوي كما هو واقعنا اليوم تماما.
And my place of proof and what I would like to point out from the hadith is that this is traditionally how the nations operate between each other. This is their relationship with each other, that they take from one another and they imitate one another. So you see the weak following the strong, the weak imitating the mighty. Rather, this is our situation today.
فقد أصبحنا على الرغم من ديننا وإسلامنا بسبب بعدنا عن إسلامنا أصبحنا أمة ضعيفة.
We have become, even though we are Muslims, we have become, due to our weakness in our deen, our ignorance and being far away from it, a nation that is weak.
تقلد الأقوياء في المادة، ليتهم كانوا أقوياء في الدين وفي العقيدة وفي الخلق.
We imitate the strong that are strong in tangible monetary wealth, and we wish it would have been that we imitate those that are strong in their deen, in their aqidah, in their belief, in their khuluq, their manner and character.
أصبحنا نقلدهم لأننا ننظر إليهم بعين الإنجاز والكبار والتعظيم.
But we imitate those people because we look at them as if they are great and honorable and something to be looked up toward.
هذه عادة الأمم، ضعيفها مع قويها وحقيرها مع عظيمها. لذلك
And this is traditionally how the nations interact, the weak with the strong, the lowly with the mighty. And therefore Islam has come with
في جملة ما جاء به من المقاصد والقواعد أنها المسلمين أن يتشبهوا بالكافرين.
And Islam, from what it has come with, from reasons and fundamentals and principles, is that it prohibited the Muslimin from imitating or following the kafirin.
ذلك لأن التشبه هو مدعاة لإضاعة شخصية الأمة.
That is because imitating and following is a cause for the Ummah to lose its character and its personality.
ولتمييعها في شخصية أمة أخرى.
And causes it to be watered down into somebody else's character, another people's and nation's character and way.
فطالما جاءت الأحاديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كثرة بعبارات متنوعة شتى كلها تؤدي إلى حقيقة واحدة ألا وهي حافظوا على شخصيتكم المسلمة ولا تقلدوا الكفار في شيء من تقاليدهم ومن عاداتهم.
And how many of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam have come in multitude with different words but the same meaning, and it is preserve, keep intact your Islamic character, your Islamic personality, and do not imitate the kafirin in their way or traditions.
لست أريد القول بشيء من تفصيل في هذا كأصل من تلك الأصول التي ألمحت إليها أنفا.
And I don't seek here to speak in depth about any one of those certain fundamentals that I spoke about earlier and principles. Rather,
فقد كنت تحدثت بشيء من التفصيل عن ذلك في كتابي حجاب المرأة المسلمة.
I have already gone into depth concerning these principles and fundamentals in my book Hijab al-Mar'a al-Muslima, the Muslim woman's proper covering.
وإنما أردت أو عزمت على الكلام على جزئية من الجزئيات التي فشت اليوم في مجالس المسلمين.
Rather, I want to speak about a specific topic, an issue that has become widespread and common between the sittings of the Muslimin today.
وبناء على كلمة الأخ المشار إليه سابقا أن الشيخ إذا دخل المجلس فللناس الجالسين أن يجلسوا أن يظلوا جالسين وأن يقوموا.
And this is built upon the statement of the brother previously. If the Sheikh enters the sitting, the people should get up if they want, or they can sit down. That is, they could stay sitting.
فنحن نقول إذا دخل الشيخ مجلسا فليس لأحد أن يقوم له.
So, our saying is, if the Sheikh enters the majlis, the sitting, then it's not permissible for anyone to stand for him.
لأن هذا الشيخ مهما سمع وعلى فلن يكون من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا مذكورا.
Because this Sheikh, no matter how great he becomes and high, in comparison to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he is not something you would even mention.
وقد علمنا من السنة الصحيحة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو سيد البشر.
And we know from the authentic Sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is the Sayyid of al-Bashar. He is the master, or the leader, or the best of mankind.
وأن أصحابه عليه الصلاة والسلام هم أفضل البشر بعد الأنبياء والرسل.
And his companions are the best and most virtuous of mankind after the prophets and messengers.
فإذن هم أعرف الناس بما يستحقه أعظم الناس وسيد الناس وهو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من التبجيل والإكرام والتعظيم.
So therefore, they are the most knowledgeable of people in what the most and greatest of people deserve of honor and respect and awe, and he is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
كيف لا وقد سمعوه عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول لهم مرارا وتكرارا ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويوقر كبيرنا ويعرف لعالمنا حقا.
How could this not be? And they are the ones that heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam repeat upon them many times, "He is not from us, the one that does not have mercy upon our young, the one that does not have respect for our old, and the one that does not preserve or know the right of our scholar."
هذا حديث رواه إمام الأئمة محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري في كتابه الأدب المفرد من طرق عديدة.
And this hadith was narrated by the Imam of Imams, Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari rahimahullah, in his book Al-Adab al-Mufrad, the book of manners and morals of the Muslim, and he collected it through many routes rahimahullah.
وعن جماعة من الصحابة
ومما روى أيضا أن من إجلال الله من تعظيم الله إجلال ذي الشيبة المسلم.
He narrated this hadith from a group of the Sahaba. And likewise, from the hadith that he compiled, rahimahullah, was the hadith that it is from glorifying Allah to show ijlal, to show honor and respect to the shaybatil Muslim, to the one that has grown gray while in Islam.
فإذن هؤلاء الصحابة الذين تأدبوا بأدب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتخرجوا من مدرسته وصاحبوه ما شاء الله عز وجل من سنين.
So these Sahaba that were raised upon the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who graduated from the school of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam, who sat in the sittings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam,
كلهم بحسبه ما كان لهم ألا يعظموا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التعظيم الذي يستحقه.
It was only befitting of them to give due respect to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the respect that he deserves.
ما كان لهم إلا أن يعظموا الرسول عليه السلام التعظيم الذي يستحقه.
It is not befitting for them except to give that due respect to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the respect that he truly deserves.
فهل كان من ذلك أنه إذا دخل عليهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلس كهذا وبدون تشويه كما يقولون.
So was it from respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that when he entered into a sitting like the sitting we are in now, and there is no resemblance between our sitting and his, as is said, bila tashbih, that they stood up for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Was this what they did to respect him?
هل كان أحد منهم يقول له إذا رجعنا إلى السنة الصحيحة؟
Did any of them used to stand for him when he entered? If we return back to the authentic sunnah,
وجدنا الجواب صريحا بالنفي.
We find that the answer is clear and that it was not their action to do so. Rather, it was prohibited.
وذلك أيضا مما رواه إمام العلماء في الكتاب السابق الذكر الأدب المفرد عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال.
And from it is the hadith that has been collected by the Imam of the Aimmah, that is Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, in the book that we stated, and that is Al-Adab al-Mufrad, in which Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu said,
ما كان شخص أحب إليهم من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
There was not a person that was more beloved to them, meaning the companions, more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
وَكَانُوا لَا يَقُومُونَ لَهُ لِمَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِنْ كَرَاهِيَتِهِ لِذَلِكَ.
And they would not get up for him because they knew his hatred for this act. That is, they would not get up for him when he entered into a sitting because of his hatred of this act.
وكانوا لا يقومون له لما يعلمون من كراهيته لذلك. فإذا أصحاب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كانوا لا يقومون لسيدهم بل سيد الناس جميعا.
So they wouldn't get up for him because they knew how he disliked it. So the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not get up to their Sayyid, for their master, rather the master of all of mankind.
Sura, ahada istikhtar minhum wala mubalaa bi ta'zeem ar-rasul alayhi salam wa ikramihi al-ikram alladhi yaliq bi ikram am huwa tajawub منهم مع نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي أفهمهم بأن هذا القيام هو من عادة العاجم وقدنه كما أشرنا في مطلع هذه الكلمة في أحاديث جمة.
Was this disrespect on their part to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Is this them falling short in honoring him and respecting him alayhi salatu wasalam? Or was it they submitting to his commands and orders and teachings, in which he taught them that this type of action and tradition is from the tradition of the a'ajim, the foreigners?
وقدنه كما أشرنا في مطلع هذه الكلمة في أحاديث جمة عن التسبب بالعاجم عن الكفار.
Rather they were prohibited and they followed this command of prohibition as we stated at the beginning of our word, and that is in the general realm of not imitating the kuffar.
لا شك أن عدم قيامهم للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما كان من احترامهم له.
And there is no doubt, there is no uncertainty that there, not getting up for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, was out of respect for him and honor.
تعظيمهم له, لأن الله عز وجل يقول قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحبكم الله.
This is their respect toward him and honoring him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, say if you love me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the messenger of Allah.
فاتباع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حق الاتباع, وذلك يستلزم أن يعرض الإنسان عن أهوائه.
And that is following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the true following. The person must leave off his desires, his ahwa, his whims, and his emotions and emotional tendencies.
جاء أمر نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وسنته.
And instead, follow the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam were. Therefore, they did not stand for him. Why? We find the answer in the hadith. Because of what they knew of his dislike of this act.
فرسولullah صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكره من أصحابه أن يقوموا له.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to dislike, hate that his companions stand for him.
ولماذا بعض الناس ممن اعتادوا مخالفة هذه السنة.
Why? Why is this? Now, some of the people that have been accustomed to opposing the sunnah,
ممن يقومون لغيرهم وممن يقام له,
from those that stand for the people, for the others, and the others stand for them,
يتأولون هذا الحديث بغير تأويله,
they explain this hadith away from its true meaning.
ومع ذلك فتأويلهم هذا يعود عليهم ولا يرجع إليهم.
And even with their explanation of it, it is a proof against them and not for them.
يقولون لما يعلمون من كراهية لذلك, أي الرسول عليه السلام كان متواضعا.
They say the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to dislike this act of standing for him. He used to hate it because he was humble. This is from his humbleness, alayhi salatu wassalam.
أنا أشد الناس بلا شك تواضعا. فمن تواضعه أنه لا يحب أن يقوم الصحابة له.
And there is no doubt that he was a humble man, alayhi salatu wasalam. And from his humbleness is that he disliked, rather he hated that the Sahaba stand for him.
نحن لا نسلم بهذه العلة. نحن نسلم أن الرسول عليه السلام بلا شك أشد الناس تواضعا.
Now, we don't submit to this claim or to this argument. We do acknowledge and submit to that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was humble, extremely humble.
لكن لا نسلم أبدا بأن هذه العلة.
But we won't acknowledge that this is the reason that he alayhi salatu wasalam disliked them standing for him. And let us know what the real reason is. But first, let us confront these explainers of this hadith in this way. These muta'awwilin, the people that have explained the hadith off of its proper meaning. What has kept you from being humble as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was humble?
أَلَسْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ أَوْلَىٰ بِأَنْ تَتَوَاضَعُوا مِنَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
وَسَلَّمْ. Isn't it that you should be more humble? Aren't you first and foremost to have humbleness more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Meaning due to your position in comparison to him alayhi salatu wa sallam.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قال للناس صلوا علي وكلام جر كلام كما يقولون.
So look, if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم says to the people, send the salutations upon me, صلوا علي.
صلوا علي تدرون ما معنى يعني ادعوا لي بأن الله يزيدني شرفا ومجدا ومنزلة.
You know what that means? That means ask Allah to make dua to increase me in honor and place and position and might and highness. Now, this might be something that contradicts humbleness. But we say when he alayhi salatu wasalam commands the people and orders them to send this dua and salutations upon him alayhi salatu wasalam, he has done so because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him to order the people to send the salutations upon him alayhi salatu wasalam.
هداية للناس كما قال تعالى في القرآن.
And this is the least of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam deserves, because he is the main reason and cause of the people's guidance, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ,
which means, and verily you guide to the straight path.
فإذا كان الرسول عليه السلام لم يتواضع هذا التواضع فلا ضير عليه, لكن أنتم عليكم الضير كله لأنه.
So if he عليه الصلاة والسلام he is not humble at a certain time, then there is no يعني there is no shame in that, there is no fault in him not being humble at a certain time. Because look at his position. But as for you, you're at fault. You're at fault when you're not humble.
يخشى عليكم الفتنة. يخشى عليكم أنكم إذا اعتدتم من الناس أن يقوموا لكم أن يدخل الشيطان والشيطان يجري من آدم مجرى الدم.
Rather it is feared upon you that you might fall into the fitna, that you might become used to the people standing for you when you enter, and then the shaitan come upon you and enter into you, And we know that the shaitan, he goes through the person and flows through him as the flowing of blood.
أن يدخل فيكم الشيطان دخولا خاصا فيغير من أخلاقكم ومن عاداتكم وأطباعكم فيصبح أحدكم إذا دخل المجلس ولا يقوم واحد من المجلس وكأنما كفر بالله ورسوله.
So the shaitan enters onto one of you and he starts whispering to you and changes your personality and changes your character and changes your way, so that when one of you enters into the sitting and if the people or the person does not get up for him, it is as if he has made kufr in Allah and his messenger.
ماذا فعل هذا الإنسان؟ أقل ما يقال كما سمعتم حكاية منا آنفا أنه له أن يقوم وله أن لا يقوم.
What did this person do? Really, the least of what he did is what the brother said. It's for him if he wants to get up, and it's his choice if he doesn't want to. Now, when the person doesn't stand up, why do you flip the dunya upside down upon him? Meaning, why do you make it such a big deal?
أنهم فهموا أن هذا القيام دليل احترام.
Because the people have become accustomed to thinking or believing that this standing for the people or the person is showing respect for them.
وتركه دليل إهانة وعدم إكرام.
And not standing for them is showing disrespect and humiliation and dishonor. Do we see that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were like this? Do we see that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were like this with the Prophet ﷺ? Did they disrespect him by not standing for him? Did they dishonor him by not standing for him?
حاشا وكلا. لكن لما انحرف الفهم الصحيح لهذا الحديث كراهية الرسول عليه السلام لذلك لما يعلمون من كراهيته لذلك.
No, no way. That was not the case. Rather, they did it because they knew how he hated it. He disliked it. But when the people's mentality became crooked,
انحرف بهم الأمر فقالوا الإكرام للقيام لا بأس به.
They started to say standing out of respect, there is no problem with it.
ماذا كان أصحاب الرسول يقولون للرسول؟
But then we look, why did the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم not stand for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
تواضع منه هكذا يقولون.
Was it humbleness from his side? This is what they say.
نقول تشبهوا برسول الله واقتدوا به وتواضعوا تواضعه ولا تطلبوا من أصحابكم أن يقوموا لكم بل أشيروا بينهم أنكم تكرهون هذا الخيار.
Rather, we say to them, if this is your case and this is the position you want, then follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Do like his sunnah. Be humble. Don't let the people stand for you. Rather, let them know that you hate that they stand for you. You dislike this act.
فماذا تكون النتيجة والعاقبة كما كان الأمر بين الرسول عليه السلام وبين الصحابة.
So what will the outcome be? What will we have? We will have the outcome that the companions رضي الله عنهم had with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
يدخل الرسول المجلس لا أحد يقوم إهانة له هكذا.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم enters the sitting, no one stands up. Disrespect for him? No way. They are far and free from this and raised upon over this. Rather, this was honoring the Prophet ﷺ. because they knew his hatred of this act.
فلو أننا نحن الذين ننتمي إلى العلم وننتمي إلى التمشيخ سلكنا سبيل الرسول عليه السلام في كل شيء ومن ذلك نكره ما كرهه عليه السلام خاصة من مثل هذه الآداب الاجتماعية.
So the people that we claim to be people of knowledge and men of mashyikh, tamashyikh, that is acting as shuyukh, if we uphold the way of the Prophet ﷺ and hold firm to it and spread it between the people,
التي تفسد القلوب وتفسد الأخلاق كنا في مجتمع ليس هذا المجتمع.
And we show the hatred of the things the Prophet ﷺ hated and disliked, of those that destroy the society and corrupt it. If this is what we did, we showed our dislike for the things he disliked and our love for the things he loved, we would not be in a society like the one we are in right now. We would be in a society that the people did not imitate the Kafir culture and tradition.
أما الجواب الصحيح من قول أنس مالك السابق الذكر.
Now let us go on to the true explanation, the correct explanation of the hadith of Anas ibn Malik that we previously said.
لما يعلمون من كراهية لذلك كراهية شرعية.
He said they would not stand for him because they knew his dislike of this and hatred of it. This is a hatred that the Prophet ﷺ had based upon shara, legislation.
الرسول يكره هذا القيام. لماذا؟ لأنه من عادة العالم.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam hated this standing up. Why? Because it's the tradition of the a'ajim, the people that are foreign to Islam.
وقد سمعتم آنفا حديث جابر وهم وقفوا خلف الرسول عليه السلام قياما لمن ولماذا.
And previously you also heard the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu. They stood behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who did they stand for and why did they stand?
تحقيقا لنص القرآن الكريم وقوموا لله قانتين.
They stood, and they stood in adherence to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and stand for him, qanitin, and stand for Allah in obedience.
إذن ما قاموا لمحمد عليه السلام القاعد في صلاته مضطرا.
They didn't stand for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that was sitting down because of necessity.
وإنما قاموا لله رب العالمين.
Rather they stood up due to the command of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So their intention was to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit to his commands. That was their intention, none other. But what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam instruct them? He didn't even wait till he finished his salah.
وإنما عجل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر فأشار إليهم في الصلاة بيده أن اجلسوا.
He hurried the ordering with good and forbidding the evil till he signaled to them with his hand, sit down.
بعد الصلاة شرح لهم بلسانه وبيانه.
After Salah, he alayhi salatu wassalam continued on to explain to them and clarify to them. He said, you had almost done previously the actions of the Persians for their great ones, their kings. They stand up while their kings are sitting.
هناك فرق كبير كما يبدو لكل إنسان يسمع هذا الحديث.
Now there is a great difference for every person that hears this hadith.
بين ملوك فارس كسرى يجلس على عرشه المطمطم مفخم وحوله حافيته ووزراؤه كيان.
Now there's a great difference for the person that hears this hadith between the kings of Persia, Qisra, and his people. He sits upon his throne with all types of ornaments and trinkets, and around him are his counselors and his viziers. He's sitting on his throne and they're all standing for him. He sits arrogantly. And they stand as a respect for him, to show respect.
ومضطرًا وليس اختيارًا وقيام الصحابة أيضًا في الصلاة وليس في المجلس أيضا مضطرين في طاعة رب العالمين يقول.
So where is this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's action of having to sit in salah, not by his own choice but rather by necessity he had to do it, and the action of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, not standing for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather standing for their Lord in accordance to his command. Where is the comparison between the two? Rather, the difference is vast and great. Even though, with this great difference, the Prophet ﷺ, what did he still say to them? He said, you had almost done. You have almost done. Like these a'ajim, the foreigners. Really, a'ajim means the non-Arabs had done with their kings. When their kings stand, when their kings sit, they stand for them.
يقومون على رؤوس ملوكهم يا رسول الله هم يقومون تعظيما لملكهم شبه العباد لكنهم يفهمون أن هناك أمور محرمة لذاتها.
They stand for their kings out of showing some honor and respect to them, Ya Rasulullah. But look at the slaves of Allah. They understand that there are things that have become haram, prohibited in their essence and within themselves. These certain things, issues are prohibited.
وَأُمُورُ أُخْرَى مُحَرَّمَا بِغَيْرِهَا.
And other things that have become prohibited and impermissible because of what it might lead to and other than it. Because they might lead to things that are more prohibited, they might lead to things that are not permissible and prohibited. And this is some of why the Muslims are prohibited from following the kuffar in any way, the a'ajim, because it will lead them to that which is muharram and prohibited for them.
فمن هذه العادات هذا القيام الذي ابتلي به جماهير المسلمين اليوم.
From these traditions and cultural things that are prohibited is what many of the Muslimin have been tested with and has become a widespread dilemma between the Muslims in their sittings, is that they stand for the guest that enters. What is the reason? Rather, you all know the reason. It is from being far away from the Sunnah and far away from the understanding and actions of the Salaf al-Salih.
وهذا بحث طويل وأنا أريد أيضا الاستمرار فيه لنفرغ المجال لضيفنا الكريم ليلقي ما شاء الله عز وجل أن يلقي عليكم من الفوائد.
And this issue and this topic can go on for much longer, but we're going to open up the sitting for our honored guest that he may present to you that which he has of benefit. And I will end this sitting with a story that within it we will find some amusement and some wisdom and some knowledge and some benefit.
يذكر أهل التاريخ في ترجمة أبي عبد الله بن بطة.
The people of history note in the biography of Abu Abdullah ibn Battah.
من كبار علماء الحديث والحنابلة.
From the great scholars of Hadith and the scholars of Al-Hanabila.
أنه كان يسرى أشد الكراهة هذا القيام الذي أفاده الناس اليوم وقبل اليوم مئات السنين.
That he hated that the people stand up. That he hated that the people stand up for him in this way that the people stand up today, and they used to stand up before today.
فخرج ذات يوم مع صديق له شاعر إلى السوق، فمر برجل عالم.
So him and his companion one day, Ibn Battah, they went out into the souq, to the marketplace, and they came past a scholar sitting in his shop.
وهذا من أدب العلماء قديما كانوا يعتمدون في تحصيلهم برزقهم على ثدي يمينهم وعرق جبينهم.
And this was from the great manners of the scholars from before, that they would rely in their sustenance upon their own hard work and their sweat. So they passed by the scholar and they gave salam. So this scholar, he got up for Ibn Battah. He stood.
فقال ابن بطة لصاحبه الشاعر قبل ذلك قام العالم وهو يعلم أن ابن بطة يكره القيام.
So Ibn Battah, he started to speak to his companion, which was a poet as well. And they knew, and this scholar knew, even though he got up for Ibn Battah, the hatred of Ibn Battah for this type of standing and this action.
على نحو ما تسمعون الآن. فاعتذر إليه ببيتين الشعر، قال له: لا تلمني على القيام فحقي حين تبدو ألا أمل القيام، أنت من أكرم الذرية عندي ومن الحق أن أجل الكرامة.
And the scholar said to Ibn Battah in two lines of poetry, in which they mean, do not blame me for standing for the one that I love and that I honor. And if there is one that I love and honor, then it is you, and thus I have stood up, so do not blame me.
كلام العالم بعض صحيح. من حق يجل الكرام قد ذكرنا حديثا بل حديثين آنفا من حق المسلم إجلال الرجل الكبير.
Rather, he said it is the right upon him that he honors those that deserve honor and respect those that deserve respect. And the Shaykh Albani rahimahullah, he said, and this is from the character of the Muslim, he honors those that deserve honor and respects the old and knows the right of the scholar and so on. But is this respect shown and this honor shown by opposing the sunnah, going against the way of the sunnah? For instance, would you show someone respect and honor by making sujood to them, prostrating to them? No, everybody would say no. Sujood is only for Allah. So no one would show respect in this way. Sheikh says, Afwan, excuse me, but I had just said that all of the mashayikh would say, no, you cannot make sujood to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I wish that I was successful in my statement. That means, I wish that I was correct in it. But it sorrows me to say, and unfortunately I must, it is not the reality that all of the shuyukh say that sujood is only for Allah.
فهناك في بعض الطرق من تقاليدهم أن المريد حينما يريد أن يأخذ الإذن من الشيخ بأن يطوف في المجلس فيسجد للشيخ.
Rather, it is the tradition of some of the muridin, that is the followers of some of the shuyukh, in some of the turuq, some of the paths of Sufiya, for instance, that when they would like to excuse themselves from a sitting, before doing so, they make sujood to the sheikh. And they claim that this sujood, this prostration, is a prostration of honor, of honoring the sheikh, and not a sujood of worship.
نحن قرأنا هذا في كثير من المشايخ فهل يعظم المسلم بالسجود؟ الجواب الحمد لله لا على الأقل عند الجمهور.
And we have read of this in many of the letters and books that have been written. But now the Muslim, if he wants to show respect or honor to somebody, does he make the sujood? No, at least with the majority. At least the majority of the Muslims would not. As for those people, then they do so. Allah al-Musta'an. And we have the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu.
قبل فتحها بالإسلام ورجع للمدينة فأول ما وقع بصره على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هوى ليسجده قال
معاذ بن جبل, when he took a tour of these lands, meaning the lands of Sham, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine, today, he saw the people doing this for their leaders. They made sujood for them. So as soon as he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went down in prostration to him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't do this, ya Mu'adh." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I come to you from Asham, and I saw the Christians do this to their great ones and their religious people, and I see that you have more right to this than they do.
هذا كلام صحيح. لو كان السجود لغير الله جائزا هو أحق من أن يسجد له من أن يسجد في السجون والرهبان لعلمائه.
Now this would be a correct argument. If sujood was permissible to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have more right to it than anyone, more than their scholars and their great ones.
قال عليه الصلاه والسلام لو كنت امرا احدا ان يسجد لاحد لامرت الزوجه ان تسجد لزوجها.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he said, rather, if I had ordered anyone to make sujood to anyone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have ordered the wife to make sujood to her husband. But this prostration in sujood is not befitting except for Allah Most High. So it is not permissible for the Muslim to show respect and honor by making sujood, prostration to anyone, because this is something specific to Allah, Most High. So, is it permissible for the Muslim to make ruku', bowing? The answer is no. You cannot bow to show respect neither.
إلا في بعض الطرق هم الذين استجازوا السجود من باؤولا يستجيزوا الركوع
except again for some of these طرق these Sufi paths they have made it permissible and if they have made sujood permissible what do you think about ركوع
جاء في حديث أنس بن مالك أيضا في سنة الترمذي وغيره قال سائل يا رسول الله أحدنا يلقى أخاه أفيلتزمه؟ قال لا. قال أفينحني له؟ قال لا. قال أفيصافحه؟ قال نعم.
And also the hadith of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, which has come in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi and other than it. He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the man meets his brother, should he bring him close to him in a hug? He said no. He said, should he? And it has come in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi and other than him. Now Anas radiyallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the one of us sees his brother, should he, the one of us meets his brother, should he bring him close to him, like in a hug? He said no. Should he bow toward him, meaning lean toward him, al-inhina lahu? He said, la. So should he shake his hand? He says, na'am. So, this bowing or leaning toward the person is not permissible when greeting anyone. And the Muslim should not do it between themselves.
فذاك العالم لما قال ومن الحق أن يجد الكرامة هذا كلام صحيح لكن عمله ليس صحيحا.
So when that scholar he stood up for Ibn Battah and from what is right and correct is that the one honors and shows respect to the people of honor but his action was not correct.
لأنه ليس وسيلة مشروعة لتعظيم الرجل العالم.
Because it is not a correct means of showing respect to a man that is a scholar or anyone else.
لذلك قال ابن بطه لصاحبه الشاعر ويبدو ان هذا الصاحب كان يعرف راي ابن بطه بدقه.
So Ibn Battah rahimahullah told his friend the poet. And it seems like this poet, he knew, his friend of Ibn Battah, he knew Ibn Battah's position on this in precision. Because he was, in depth, he knew what he was, his position on this issue was.
وكان فيما يبدو أيضا شاعرا بالفطرة والسليقة، فعلى الفور وعلى القافية أجابه بقوله.
And it appears that this person was inherently good at his in poetry. It came natural to him. So he says, as soon as Ibn Battah told him to speak, he said,
أنت إن كنت لا علمتك ترى لي حقا وتظهر الإعظام فلك الفضل في التقدم والعلم ولسنا نريد منك احتشاما. يبدو أيضا شاعرا بالفطرة والسليقة، فعلى الفور وعلى القافية أجابه بقوله أنت إن كنت لا علمتك ترى لي حقا وتظهر الإعظام فلك الفضل في التقدم والعلم ولسنا نريد منك احتشاما. الشاهد هنا فأجل الآن من قيامك أولا، أستأجليك من قيام القيامة، وأنا كاره لذلك جدا، إن فيه تملقا وأثاما، لا تكلف أخاك أن يتلقاك بما يستحل به الحرام، كل ما واثق بود أخيه ففي من زعاجنا وعلاما.
So the poet recited things such as, look, you greet me and you say you want to show respect, but you stand. And I am sure of your love for me, and you are sure of my love for you, and the respect we have between each other. So there is no need for us to stand. Why do we annoy each other with these types of things, in which there is opposition to the sunnah in it, and sinfulness? So this is why I hate it. And leaving it off is better. Let us greet each other in a natural manner, and it is enough for the both of us to meet.
واجب الدعاة المسلمين المخلصين حقا أن يرجعوا بهذا المجتمع الإسلامي الضخم إلى العهد الأول في كل شيء، ليس فقط في العقيدة.
So it is binding and necessary upon the callers and scholars of Islam is that they return back with these people, these general folks, our general societies today, back to what the old situation was upon, back what the Salaf were upon from before, not just in aqidah and fiqh, rather in manners and morals and character and personality.
وليس وإنما الإسلام كله ومن ذلك العادات والتقاليد.
And not worship only, and not just this and that and that. Rather, they call the people back to Islam in totality. And from that Islam which they call back to is the traditions and cultures of Islam.
نحافظ عليها كما ورثناها عن سلفنا الصالح.
We preserve it as we had inherited it from our pious predecessors, the Salaf al-Salih.
وهذا واضح جدا لو أن المجتمع الإسلامي اليوم كان مربا على ما ربى عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه لم يكن لهذا القيام لا محله من أراه كما يقول.
And this is something that's clear. If we had raised the people up as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised the companions up, this standing up in the sittings, there would be no place for it within our societies.
لماذا قال هذا الشاعر المتفكر من العالم الفقير؟ وإذا صحت الضمائر منا اكتفينا من أن نتعب الأجسام، كلنا واثق برد أخيه ففي من جهالنا وعلامة.
Why? Because it's as this poet recited, from which he learned from that scholar, in which he said, our consciences are clear of each other, and we have respect and love for one another. So why is it that we annoy ourselves with these greetings, in which one stands for the other, and it is enough of a blessing that we have met to begin with, or something to that effect?
نسعى بما عندنا من علم ونتعاون مع أخواننا المسلمين جميعا على أن نعود إلى هدي الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
So we put forth our effort and we combine our efforts with our brothers and we go forth and call to the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam.
فهو كما سمعتم آنفا وتسمعون بين يدي كل كلمة نقولها فإن خير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار.
And it is as what you have heard from us from before, and in all of our sittings, the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs are the newly invented affairs. And every newly invented affair is a misguidance. And every misguidance is in the hellfire.